Chapter 19. Every fourth summer, Skipper and his otter crew went off to a hullabaloo. They would follow streams and rivers down to the shores of the great sea, where they would meet up with other otter crews and many of the sea otters from the far north. Hullabaloo was a festival that could last until autumn, as long as the otters were having fun, meeting old friends and relatives, sporting in the waves, singing, dancing and lighting bonfires each night on the beach for the inevitable feasts. It was good rough fun, of the sort that otter crews enjoy immensely. Skipper and his crew marched out of Redwall's gates that morning, waving, cheering, and promising to bring back lots of shells for the Dibbons. Mira stood out on the path with her friends, calling goodbyes and fluttering kerchiefs until the otters merged into the sun-shimmering distance of the flatlands. Fwail accompanied the otter maid back inside the abbey.
"Why didn't you go with them, Mira? 'Twould be a lovely holiday for you and your mamma."
Mira shrugged.
"We've not been part of any crew for many seasons now. Skipper said we were welcome to join them, but there's too much to be done here, Fwail. Friar Bob couldn't do without Mamma. She loves the kitchens as much as he does. As for me, well, I've got my riddle to solve and Craigor to watch over. Besides, I like Redwall in summer. There's always something going on."
Fwail linked paws with a friend.
"I do too. We're both becoming a regular old pair of abbey beasts. Come on, I promised Broggle that I'd help your Mamma and Friar Bob to get lunch ready. It won't be too difficult with 20 otters out of the way. Race you to the kitchens."
Even though the lunch that day was a splendid one, Mira sat toying with a plate of celery and chestnut bake, rearranging the salad surrounding it into random patterns. A leaden lump in her chest would not allow her to enjoy the food. Failure weighed heavily upon the otter maid. Raucous laughter from the far table, where Drog Selahog and Old Hog were challenging one another to imaginary feats of eating, did nothing to lift their spirits. Drog was gesturing airily with a wooden spoon.
"I got chased down a chest full of chestnuts with cherry juice wine."
Hog smiled patronisingly over his glasses at this effort.
"I could purloin a portion of pears and pop 'em down with a pot of pennycress cordial."
And so the banter went back and forth.
"Oh, you could ye? Well, you'd best step aside when I attack an abbey full of apples and ask for an ample allocation of ale afterward."
"Step aside? I step aside for no beast, whether it be a hallowed hedgehog, an officious otter, a seasoned squirrel, a muttering mole, or a befuddled badger."
Boorab, who was referee, wrapped Old Hog's paw with an oat file.
"Foul, sir! Infringement of the rules! You change your initial letter no less than 5 times and never jolly well mention food once. You'll lose 2 points, old chap, and that slice of fruitcake. No kerfuffling, penalty must be accepted."
Amid gales of laughter, the hare stole a slice of fruitcake from Hog's plate and bolted it